Good morning. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip Saturday, the 15th of February. Apologies if you're on the Wolves game last night. I lost a few quid on it myself. But add that to my Tiger Roll and Tiger Woods bullish statements. Couldn't see it 0-0. I haven't seen the VAR incident. I understand it was minuscule, but obviously that's happened throughout the season. It's not going to change before the end of the season. But you do think. Saw the market suspend and the money go in your account, and then 5 minutes later it's whipped back out again. Always a little bit frustrating, particularly then when it's 0-0 second half. Don't believe it was the greatest game by all accounts. But one of those things, apologies if you were on. Nil-nil would have kept somebody happy, I'm sure. See, for everyone who loses, somebody's winning and they're happy. So there we go, just one of those things. But yes, I'm off to Greg's DO to get my job. I did say I was amazed it was 0-0, but there you go. Right, horses today. I've got a couple of horses for you. I have got, he says, if I can find them, 3:15 Haydock Geronimo, small win and place. Haydock 205 Emma Tom, small win. And I've got one other, he says. 125 Lingfield Azettes, small win and place. Azettes 125 Lingfield. So that's the horses. Football wise, busy day I've got myself, so I'll do these quickly. Over 2.5 goals. These are just based on value in the pre-kickoff price. Somebody asked me how they come about. It is value in the pre-kickoff price for over 2.5. Southampton versus Burnley, Charlton versus Blackburn. Everything I do is price orientated. So those two games, over 2.5. All I do is drip it in through the first 10 or 15 minutes. Just let the game start, drip it in, and then remove liability. Southampton, Burnley, Charlton, Blackburn. And the first half goal, I've got one, which is Ipswich home to Burton, over 0.5 first half goal. So if 0-0 on 20 minutes, then drip that in. I forgot Chrissy's bet of the day yesterday. I won't tell you the results. Chrissy's bets of the day today are home win at Cardiff, and both teams to score in Rio Ave versus Sporting Lisbon. I will hopefully this week get that spreadsheet online of Chrissy's bets, all up to date, broken down by the different markets that pop up, so we can see if there is anything in that so far. But it would have been a winner yesterday, but I forgot it, so I won't mention it. And obviously I posted that second half stuff yesterday. It was just ramblings really from what happened from the discussion we had on Thursday. A few of you have asked some questions, and Lee Cow said he'd been contacted recent bots. I'm going to speak to Lee Monday. Looking forward to that because he's a good lad. I'm going to speak to Ryan, the web guy, this week. We'll look at getting that online because I've got all that data, and I use it sparingly myself, but I can get all that stuff online for you so you can look by goal score, half-time score lines. You can look by maximum odds you want to get involved with. People sort of get criticised for laying at 7 when bets are going out advised at 1.15, when in effect they're pretty much the same thing. Got to remember that there's the flip side of the market. So if you're recommending a bet at 1.15, then laying the other side is going to obviously be a big price. So you can break it down by odds brackets and have a look. You can break it down by goal times if you want to. You can break it back down by leagues. You can break it down by home odds pre-kickoff, which obviously may well be a factor because Man City playing, Man City 1-0 up to Norwich, for example. You may want to treat completely different to Burnley 1-0 up to Southampton, because obviously you're talking about two completely different styles of football and different levels of opposition. So I'm going to speak to Brian, because I'm quite happy to get that online if we can for you. I sort of have it in a dynamic spreadsheet, whether we share that sheet or whether we can just get at it online in a different way, because I know some of you are interested in that. But I'll speak to him and report back, because obviously my version gets updated daily. It's all to do with that, updating it and making the most of it. But you can certainly, if we can do it, then I will in some way get that looked at. It's a discussion I've got for our to-do list this week. But yeah, as I say, that all just stemmed really from that discussion on Thursday and led into different things. So I knew it would make a couple of you laugh when I covered that subject. But I'm talking about the whole halftime market in general, just being able to filter score lines and see, you know, over 20,000 games and odds brackets, what does what may well appeal to some people. Not particularly relevant to goal timings or anything, but just we can do pretty much anything with it. Right, I'm waffling now, and anyway, I'll sort that out in the week. Have a good Saturday, and I will speak to you all tomorrow morning.